We're going to look at God's Word from Psalm 32, so I invite you to turn to Psalm 32, and we are looking at the last two verses of Psalm 32, verses 10 through 11. Psalm 32, beginning in verse 10. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. This is God's word. Well, we've come to the end of Psalm 32. We've been studying some of the Psalms of confession. As we have a time of confession, these Psalms guide us in how we should think and how we should pray in confessing our sins. And understanding the flow of this psalm is important as we come to these last few verses. And sometimes studying the structure of a psalm, it's not just an intellectual exercise, but it actually helps us to understand the very spirit of these words and how they come forth in our lives. And Psalm 32 is structured in such a way that we see that. If you go back to verses 3 and 4 of the psalm, you remember that David was refusing to confess his sins. He was holding it in. He says that it was so painful not to confess his sins that he was groaning. His bones grew old. His strength was dried up as if it was the heat of summer. And he says, "The heavy hand of the Lord was upon me, pressing me to deal with this sin, pressing me to confess this sin." And so finally, he gave up this futile refusal to confess. And in verse 5, he comes to that point. He says, "I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and God forgave the iniquity of his sin." And after that, in verses 6 through 7, he reflects on how this gives him confidence in his life. He says, "God forgave me of my sins, and now I can go to him in confidence. I can pray to him. I can believe that when the flood of great waters comes in my life, he will be there to help me. He will be my refuge." And so as we come to the end of the psalm, he is reflecting upon the fact that when we confess our sins to God and when he forgives us, this gives us great joy. He's saying that for those that continue on in their sinful ways, the wicked who will not repent of their sins, they will experience many sorrows. But he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. And so David is reflecting upon the fact that sin produces sorrow. Idols produce sorrow. He says this elsewhere in Psalm 16, verse 4, for example. He says, "Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another god." Sin does not bring satisfaction. Idols do not satisfy the longing heart, the heart that is seeking after joy. We are creatures specially designed by God to find joy in fellowship with him. And as long as we try to find our joy and our satisfaction in other things, we will be very disappointed. And so David is saying, if you're going to continue on in your sinful ways, if you're not going to confess your sins to God, if you won't repent, you're going to experience many sorrows, and they shall increase. Proverbs 13, verse 15 says that the way of the transgressor is hard. It's difficult. It's laden with sadness and grief. Now, why would you choose the path of sorrow and destruction? Why would you self-destruct your own joy with sin? It's as if we would take sticks of dynamite and put them to our joy and we just explode it as if we don't care. Now, the only answer must be that sin deceives us when we do that, when we destroy our own path of joy. But brothers and sisters, there is a better path that David is describing here. He says you don't have to be in the path of sorrows that the wicked continue on in. You can trust in the Lord. And he says in verse 10, "He who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him." I so love that verb. Do you love that verb? Mercy shall surround him. Each of us who trust in the Lord, the unfailing, the everlasting, the infinite mercies of God surround you. It is as if there are bodyguards of mercy with you at all times if you put your trust in the Lord. And we remember how the psalm began, Psalm 32, verse 1, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." Well, this is another way in which we see the blessedness of sins forgiven. The blessedness of trusting in the Lord is that the mercies of the Lord surround us. We have here a powerful image of God's amazing grace to sinners like you and me. See, even though you and I have sinned against the Lord, even though we break his commandments in some way or another every single day, if you put your trust in the Lord, his mercy surrounds you. And this gives us confidence that God is for us, that God is with us, that God is protecting us. And I think perhaps a way of getting at this verb is summarized well in the prayer of St. Patrick, Patrick's breastplate. You may recall the breastplate of Patrick, and it is such a rich and powerful prayer. But he gets at this idea of Christ being with us and surrounding us at all times. He says in one part of the prayer, "I summon today the powers of God between me and evil, against every cruel and merciless power that may oppose my body and soul. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I rise," and on he goes. His point is that I am in Christ, and the mercy of God surrounds me. That's what this psalm is expressing, brothers and sisters. And so if you take all of this together, if you take all that we've learned in Psalm 32 together, you have many good reasons to confess your sins to God. And I'll list them for you from Psalm 32. Why go to God and confess your sins and receive his mercy? This is the God who covers our sins. This is the God who does not impute iniquity against us any longer. This is the God who delivers us from the flood of great waters when we call upon him. This is the God who is our hiding place. This is the God who surrounds you with shouts of deliverance. This is the God who teaches you, who guides you with his eye upon you. This is the God who surrounds you on every side with his mercy. So why would we refuse to confess our sins to this God? Why would we hold it in? There's no reason to, David is telling us. That's why he concludes the psalm with these words, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart." We have good reason to rejoice as we come to confess our sins today. So let's do that right now. Our merciful Father in heaven, we thank you for the instruction we have had in Psalm 32. And with these last verses, we're thankful that you show us the emptiness and the futility of sin and idols. And Lord, we have seen the sorrow that sin produces in our lives, and we desire to be free of that sorrow. We long for joy. We long to be glad in the Lord and rejoice. We thank you for this promise that you surround us with your mercy when we put our trust in you. Grant us, Lord, in greater measure the joy of our salvation. Give us confidence to come to you at all times, to confess our sins, to receive your pardoning grace in Christ. And now we take a moment to each confess our own sins to the Lord.